We're going to take a drive across District 1.
Today, Ana Reyes is giving me a tour of Farmers Branch. Next month, she's trying to make history.
We are about a block and a half away from where I grew up.
Reyes is one of two candidates running for city council in the newly drawn majority Hispanic District 1. She's the daughter of Mexican immigrants and, dressed in her dark business suit and pearl earrings, looks the part of a candidate. Her election is significant because Farmers Branch has been an epicenter for policies some consider anti-immigrant. In 2006, the city made national headlines when the mayor proposed an ordinance banning illegal immigrants from renting housing. And even though the so-called renter's ban was ruled unconstitutional in federal court, it and other proposals, like making English the official language, has put the city in the national spotlight.
It has certainly affected our image, not only here with residents, but across the state, across the country.
Reyes says she's always wanted to represent her neighborhood and has taken what she's learned working for Texas State Representative Rafael Anchia to the local election. As we drive through District 1, she points to neat, older one-story homes, some with green signs with Reyes's name in their front lawns.
District 1 has been neglected for some time. Most of the funds have been allocated to an area where council members have traditionally lived.
We're sitting right off I-35 on Valwood Parkway with cars whizzing past.
One of the concerns that we've had in this area and have raised with the city is the speed limit. We've had a child killed on this street. We've had concerns regarding pedestrian safety. We've had vehicles and property that has been damaged. And yet, those concerns have not been addressed.
While Reyes sees single-member district elections as an opportunity to bring services to a neglected area, her opponent, Bill Capener, thinks dividing up the city was unnecessary, that there was never a problem with representation. But now that the seat is open...
My reaction was kind of mixed. I mean, it was good for me because I decided to go ahead and make a lemonade out of what I consider to be a lemon ruling. Heck, I've been living there. There's no incumbent. I said, why not?
Capener has lived in Farmers Branch for more than two decades, and he's raised a family here. When I meet him at the print shop he manages, he's dressed casually in a short-sleeve shirt. Like Reyes, this is his first campaign, and he hasn't raised nearly as much money as she has.
I'm not starting out with the financial backing as the other side, which is fine. I'm doing it grassroots, word of mouth. And I've got a small army of people that are just going out on my behalf, knocking on doors, letting people know, hey, he's running. He doesn't have the big green signs everywhere. But signs don't vote. Voters vote.
Capener got involved in politics in 2008 when he teamed up with friends to start the Farmers Branch Common Sense Citizens Group. The mission of that group, which is associated with the Tea Party, is to advocate for lower taxes and less government intrusion. Capener and Reyes seem to disagree on just about everything, from how the district should be represented to whether the cracks in the sidewalk are a problem.
That's bull. That's total bull.
They also disagree on the controversial ban that prohibits renting housing to undocumented immigrants. Reyes doesn't support it. Capener does, and he says that's not racist.
I mean, shoot, nobody that I know of in our city is racist against Hispanics or African Americans or any other. You know, they have problems with people who don't want to obey the law. If they take that to be racist, I'm sorry, but it's really not. Most of the people on my street are Hispanic. I don't look at them as Hispanics. They're my neighbors.
Both Capener and Reyes want the city to stop spending money on court battles related to illegal immigration, which has already cost the city over $6 million. As for the issues, Capener's top concern is economic development. Reyes is focusing on the environment and government transparency. She wants to make council meetings more accessible by moving information online and hosting bilingual town hall meetings. Both candidates are still out knocking on doors, but some residents aren't aware there's even an election.
No sabía.
Victor Aguilar has lived with his daughters in District 1 for 6 years. He says he doesn't know anything about the two candidates. He loves Farmers Branch, but says the police haven't been responsive to him, and he feels ignored as a Hispanic. Even if some residents of District 1 aren't monitoring the election very closely, there is national interest. As cities become more diverse and look more like Farmers Branch, there's a louder call for single-member district elections. So what happens here on May 11th could serve as a window into the future of local elections across the country. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.